Thursday Thunder, Bradley Charbonneau. One door closes, another opens. I just returned from a month in the States. Now I'm back in Holland. Got Pepper here. He's happy to see me. 3 weeks of going through my mom's stuff, getting her moved out and paperwork galore, and she was super organized. That really helped out. But I've got some big shoes to fill, as I talked about with her goddamn attitude. Because that's where I'm heading. You know, one door closes and another opens. Someone passes away and there are shoes to fill. There are roles to take over. And who's going to do it? Who steps up and volunteers? Who doesn't volunteer but has to step up? And how do you decide? For me, there's no real decision. It's just automatic. Maybe because I am her son, but I think it's just who I am, the role I want to fill of helping people. And I think one thing that affected me so much was that the girl Alice, that seventh grader that, you know, my mom may or may not have known about, but that she affected her life. And years later, and that girl remembered my mom because my mom showed up to work. She was teaching seventh graders, and she helped someone without maybe even consciously or actively or proactively even knowing she was doing it. So who's going to fill that role? That door closed, another will open. Is that then an opportunity? One door closes, another opportunity arises. What's happening in your life where something closes? Corona has shut down so much of the world. What doors is that opening? What opportunities is that bringing about for you? Corona, for me, reminds me how important it is to have real human contact and human interaction. This is great, video and all, or audio, if this you're listening to this on the podcast, but there is nothing better than in-person conferences, in-person connection, working together in teams, being there shoulder by shoulder and finishing something up and coming up with new ideas and creating in the moment and together we're better. It's a big door closing, big door opening. Kind of the exciting part, and I'll get to this later in my book, Surrender and Play, but the exciting part is I don't know exactly what doors are opening. I know what door closed, but what doors are open? And then that's up to me to be open to the new doors, to look out for them, to recognize them, and then step in. When I see the crack in the opening, when I see the crack, the door opening, I can open that one wider and go on in. What's closing in your world, and how can you then turn it into an opening door? One door closes, another opens. It's Thursday. Doors are opening all over the place. I'm heading in. Not sure what's on the other side, but I'll see you there. Thanks for watching. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. I'm here every Thursday. See you next week.